Halo, which is a creative design agency, has launched a specialized consulting firm called And Partner. The purpose of this new consulting firm is to assist entrepreneurs or businesses to work on rejigging their business models in order to remain relevant in a dynamic world, especially in light of the realities that have been thrust upon us by the coronavirus. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Dean Ulshig. He's the MD of Halo and Partner. Thank you so much for joining us, Dean. So these are certainly crazy times. Businesses have lost serious revenue during the lockdown period. Some have had to let people go. And there's a wonder how to proceed in tandem with the existence of the virus. So just tell us about some of the issues you've been pondering and possible solutions.
Yes, good evening. Thank you for having me. For us, one of the major factors that's kind of people keep talking about this new normal and what is the new normal going to look like, and we don't know what the next 18 to 24 months is going to look like. But what we do know is that we've seen almost a decade of change happen in about 3 months. And no business is actually equipped to deal with that rate of change. Businesses have been kind of striving to try create an agile or flexible approach to business within all their processes. I'm sure everyone's seen the meme that said, who's going to transform businesses digitally? Is it going to be the CTO, the CIO, or COVID-19? And we know that the answer is definitely going to be COVID-19. So we're trying to kind of help businesses adapt to that change as fast as possible, allow them to rethink the way that they reach their customers, allow them to, in some cases, totally redesign products. And I think the overall demand of products is going to be low. And what we're just trying to achieve is to help businesses stay operational for the short term.
Yes.
I think, and to do that, it's just all about cash flow at the moment, just so they can keep the lights on and most importantly, keep jobs. And then longer term is probably to help them become more agile. I think agility in the next 24 months is going to be the key differentiator between businesses that survive and thrive and businesses that end up closing.
Yeah. Look, of course, there's so many variables in a company's ability to succeed, but how important is digital in this mix?
Yeah, so digital transformation is obviously it covers so many different sections of the business. Our business itself has had to digitally transform just in the way that we've operated, running a creative and design agency across the country now, all from the sanctity of our own homes. But obviously, e-commerce has made a huge swing in the past probably 3 to 4 months, and I think it's going to continue. People are becoming a lot more comfortable with e-commerce. But then again, just going back to the agility example, today alcohol sales went back online, and I spent the whole day, not because I'm desperate to buy alcohol, but because I've just been fascinated with the approach. But these guys have had 10 weeks knowing that alcohol sales at some point is going to be turned back on.
Yes.
And yet so few of them have actually tapped into digital to allow them to reach customers and to leverage against that what's going to become a huge surge.
Yes.
And I think I've seen big businesses today going, we're not delivering it for the next 2 weeks. And those are such massive opportunities that have been lost after sitting idle for 10 weeks.
You assisted in the partnership of exclusive books with Uber Eats for those customers still keen to get their reads. How did that come about and how successful has that idea been?
Yeah, it's been very successful. Thank you. We've had a huge uptake. Obviously, can't release the sales data. That's confidential on behalf of Exclusive Books. But Exclusive Books has been a client of ours for about 6 months, and they came to us about 3 weeks before the president announced full lockdown, and they said, "We sense social distancing is coming on board. How do we navigate? What can we do to basically keep people buying books?" And we conceptualized the idea to go back and say, well, hang on, people are very comfortable ordering on Uber Eats. They've got a couple million, I'm assuming, users. Why don't we just put books on Uber Eats? And we pitched the idea to Uber Eats at the time, and they were really welcome to it. I think that there's some interesting alignment and collaboration that it does exist between the two businesses and the brands, cookbooks being one obvious synergy between the two.
Yes.
So it took a long time to get it up and running until we had to wait until level four was in the process for us to be able to launch it. But it's been really successful. We've had Sure. I think 30 of the exclusive bookstores are now on the Uber Eats profile across the country. And more are coming on board every single week as demand picks up in those locations. We originally launched with 120 books, if you want to call it a menu of 120 books.
Yes.
And we've now, the demand for books is growing, so there's new books being added every day. Exclusive books are learning how to deal with that immediacy of demand and instant gratification. So they're adding more titles to it every single day.
Look, before I let you go, obviously a business or an entrepreneur needs that fluidity and that ability to adapt to the situation. But what's your advice, given that you've decided to get into this area of helping to transform people's businesses to be more adaptable? What's your advice in terms of a tick box list that businesses and companies need to be looking at right now as they look to convert or look to be more adaptable?
I think every business is unique. I think every industry is unique. Some industries are going to be much harder hit than others. I think the hospitality industry is going to be incredibly hard hit and it's going to struggle. And the travel industry, I think they're going to struggle to find new ground in this new post-COVID world. But each of them have their unique challenges, and I think you have to be thinking creatively about it. We approach every single business with what we call design thinking, which is about being empathetic about the customer, who the customer is, and then working out new ways in which you can kind of reach them, get them excited again. You know, the customers become used to not spending for 10 weeks. Products that they really were comfortable buying on a regular basis, they haven't bought for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
People have by default and on purpose started to save a lot of money. And you almost need to shake that customer up again, wake him up and say, hey, here's something that you can get really excited about. Here's a new product. Here's a new way of buying it. We'll make it easy for you. The experience, the collaborations with other brands and businesses. Every sector just needs to think really, really differently about the way that they do things. And that's what we hope to do. We hope to help businesses reimagine the way that their businesses exist for a short-term goal of just keeping the lights on, keeping cash flow coming in and keeping jobs. And then long-term, just finding new ways of doing things.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean changing the vision, but it does mean changing strategy.
Good luck with that. It sounds like a very, very positive initiative indeed. Thank you so much, Dean, for your time. That was Dean Olshig. He's the MD of Halo and Partner.